Hey, how you doing? Welcome to another chapter of Comments from the Peanut Gallery. It is middle of December 2022. And I was in, let's see, when Kennedy was shot umpteen years ago, I was in the first grade, sitting in the lunchroom when the news came over the speaker system. And although it didn't register much at that time, at the age that I was, first grade, okay, public school, sitting in the lunchroom, I wondered, why are all those big girls, sixth grade girls, why are they all crying? When the first airplane hit the Twin Towers, I was home, my wife was home, and I was on the lakeside side of the house with a World War II paratrooper vet. We were visiting when my wife came, camera girl, comes out of the house with this devastating news that the Twin Towers had been, well, the first one, airplane flew into it, okay? You, like I, have lived through this COVID stuff that's going on for how long now? Long time. And tell you what, I don't like being duped or having a, you know, whatever the, you know, I don't suppose anybody really knows what happened at those events, actually, except those that perpetrated those events. Nobody really knows exactly, except for those who were there on January 6th. I was in with who? Camera girl was there with me at the Washington Monument, Washington, D.C. And we had filmed stuff with this little, my action camera and I, we were there at the Washington Monument during Trump's speech all the way up to, my cameras ran out of battery and Trump was almost done with his speech, and when we ran out of battery, it was cold and windy, and we left to go home. We were a little ways home, a couple hours gone from there, and had stopped to take a nap. Had been, for us it was a couple thousand, well, it's like 3,000 miles round trip. And we had been driving a lot, and I stopped to take a nap, and Sheriff found us, and that's when we found out he had all sorts of questions off of, we had our phones with, so he had lots of questions, because whatever, but that's when we found out there was this, quote, insurrection, okay? Was home, probably talked to that first sheriff maybe half hour before we left, okay? He was not a Trump fan. We got home and I was at the post office in our little bitty town that we live in, out in the middle of no place, and after I left the post office, I get a call from the sheriff's department going, you were at D.C. on the 6th. Well, yeah, and you better decide what side of this thing you're on, buddy. Anyhow, how did they know that? But that's not the question I've got for you, or the thought. Nobody really knows what happened at those events except for those who were there, who orchestrated them, who took part of them. And I hate being duped. Okay, I really hate it. I don't suppose that you like it either. But there is a bigger something. Okay, those events affected millions and millions and millions of people. Between the CV-19 and Kennedy being shot and Twin Towers and COVID, and the list goes on and on and on. But there was something that took place that dwarfs those events. Because at the happening, this dwarfs those events, there's two avenues to go. One leads to prepping people for a dictatorship. The other leads to, I'll call it, ethical capitalism, where at the center of the ethics is the concept to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Or, another way of looking at it is, through the new birth, all men are created equal, but the concept that one of these avenues, because at this time where this monumental thing happened, that was, at the time, the happening was common knowledge to everybody. Like, because I was in with Camera Girl in Washington, D.C. on the 6th, what actually took place there, around the Washington Monument, we never went up to the Capitol. Along with, there was a million people there that never went to the Capitol. And most of the ones that went up to the Capitol, you know, they were good and wholesome and righteous, godly people, most of them. But the happening in D.C., those who went there, and to us, the happening is common knowledge to everybody on the planet. January 6th, that's all you have to do. Say January 6th, and it brings to focus all sorts of things in the minds of many. Almost everybody. Everybody's got an opinion about it. But there was another happening that dwarfs January 6th, or COVID, or 9/11, or Kennedy's assassination, that dwarfs all of them. And I will guarantee you, you know nothing about it. Nothing. Zippo, I'll guarantee you. In fact, I was going to say I'll bet you, but anyhow, these, the next, as this series, as this comments from the peanut gallery, as it continues forward for the near future, is going to be about that happening that was, at the time, common knowledge. But there was two avenues of concept that went forward from there over the next 200 or 300 years. One preps people for a dictatorship and communism. The other one leads to ethical capitalism, where the center of it is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So, for now, enjoy the journey, and we will continue on with these next episodes of Comments from the Peanut Gallery.